The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello, it's Monday and it's The Odd Pod. The UK celebrated the 24th anniversary of victory in Eurovision Day at the weekend. People throughout the UK spent the day commemorating and celebrating the 24th anniversary of victory in Eurovision Day. 24 years ago on Saturday, the American pop group Katrina and the Waves, on behalf of the United Kingdom, won the Eurovision Song Contest with Love Shine a Light. Although celebrations were slightly curtailed due to coronavirus restrictions, people still joined in with gusto. The early morning saw households across the country hang special Eurovision bunting made up of Katrina and the Waves and Terry Wogan flags. At 3 p.m, the BBC replayed the moment that Katrina and the Waves won the competition. And at 6 p.m, there was a mass doorstep sing-along of Walking on Sunshine, because no one could remember the words to Love Shine a Light. And during days of mass national nostalgia, historical accuracy isn't always the paramount concern. Prime Minister Boris Johnson then gave a speech offering his thanks to Katrina and the Waves and brought the day to a close. Simon Williams, no relation, is a 42-year-old veteran of Victory in Eurovision Day. "Oh goodness, it was wonderful to see, it really was. Of course, I remember the day Britain actually won, and I've never experienced anything like it. The whole country was overwhelmed with joy that the days of not winning Eurovision were finally behind us. Now to see everyone come together in these difficult times to mark that wonderful day is fantastic. Beautiful. Very nice." Katrina herself declared that she was very moved by the event. "The RAF flyby was a little over the top, but I can't deny I was touched by the gesture," she said. The Waves have yet to comment.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.